Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father and from that risen Lord, our gracious Redeemer, my dear fellow redeemed. We are still singing. Join the glorious song. If you remember, last Sunday, as we gathered around the words of Revelation chapter 5, that's what we focused on. Join the glorious song. You and I have a different song, or maybe it's the same song. A lot of the words are the same. A lot of the concepts are the same. But now we find ourselves in Revelation chapter 7, and we are still singing. We are still rejoicing. We are still part of that amazing throng of people who join the glorious song. And so we're going to take a few moments and think about that second lesson from Romans chapter 7. As the apostle once again has the opportunity to see this amazing sight that lies before him, he did start out by saying, after these things. We're wrapping up the second vision that we have in the book of Revelation, the vision of the seals. And as each of those seals were opened up, God was allowing you and me to get a glimpse of what New Testament history leading up to the end looks like. He reminds us of the struggles that we're going to face. He reminds us of the temptations that are there and the attacks that we're going to have to deal with. But as He walks us through that history and allows us to look ahead to what's coming, not only do you have the difficulties and the struggles and the temptations and the attacks, but you have the victory. We know how all of this is going to end. And now John takes us to that great multitude, the ones who were the winners. After these things I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing in front of the throne and of the Lamb, clothed with white robes and with palm branches in their hands. Join the glorious song. Saved. Here are the winners. Here are the ones who, reminiscent of Palm Sunday, are holding those victorious palm branches in their hands, and they are busy singing. Singing because they know exactly why they are there. They called out with a loud voice and said, "Salvation comes from our God, who sits on the throne, and from the Lamb." All the angels stood around the throne, the elders and the four living creatures. They fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and might belong to our God forever and ever. Amen." Join the glorious song. Join the glorious song because they understood that salvation is something that comes from God and is given to them. They are saved. Rescued. No longer lost in sin, no longer subject to all the effects of temptations and Satan's onslaughts, they now rejoice in the fact that they get to stand before the one who made sure that they were saved. And because it didn't depend on how hard they were trying and didn't depend on what they were doing, because that simply wouldn't work, the Apostle Paul reminded us of that. There's no way, the first lesson told us, that you and I are able to redeem ourselves or save ourselves by what we do. It has to be God. And so God did. He sends His Son. He's the one who lives. He's the one who dies. He's the one who lives again. You are saved. And because that salvation and that rescue comes from God and is given to you and to me, now we get to give praise to Him. Many of the same words are used as you and I heard last Sunday. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and might. Singing to that Lord and God. Join the glorious song because we are saved. Marvel at that great multitude from every tribe, nation, language, and people. A visual way of seeing what God had said when He said God so loved the world. As we listen to that praise, as we join that praise, you and I have an opportunity to zero in on that great multitude and rejoice in the fact that this is the group that serves. One of the elders spoke to me and said, "These people, dressed in white robes, who are they and where did they come from?" And I answered him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones who are coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Because of this, they are in front of the throne of God and they serve Him day and night in His temple." As John takes it all in, the sights and the sounds, and join the glorious song, sees all of those who are saved standing there, one of the elders asks a couple of important questions. Who are they? Where did they come from? Who are they? These are the ones who have been washed. These are the ones who, the amazing gift of baptism, had been washed clean and adopted into God's family. These are the ones who are wearing the white robes. Think about Galatians chapter 3 as you and I think about what baptism means and how the perfection of Christ and everything that Jesus is now clothed upon them. They are wrapped in everything that He is, clothed in His righteousness and clothed in His perfection. They stand white and pure and spotless because there was the perfect agent used to make it perfectly white. The blood of the Lamb. Usually blood doesn't make things white. But in this case, it does. For that sacrificial blood was sacrificed to pay for every stain and remove every blemish and remove everything that would have stained and soiled these people and kept them from standing before their Lord. These are the ones who are now washed in His blood, clothed in white. They are the ones who get to stand before their Lord and their God. Where did they come from? They're the ones who made it through the great tribulation. Unlike what you might hear some say, this is not a specific short little period of time before Christ comes back and sets up some kind of a rule on this earth. The Great Tribulation is basically right now. It's the time between Christ's ascension and His return, the struggles that the church faces in this entire New Testament era. These are the ones who made it. These are the ones who have lived through that. God in His grace has taken them home, and now they stand, and now they serve. They had been serving. God's people during this time here on earth certainly served their Lord and their God. Not perfectly, sometimes interrupted. But we keep coming to God's Word and we keep standing in His grace and we keep rejoicing in His sacraments. And they serve. But now they stand before the throne of the One who sits on the throne and before the Lamb. And now they serve completely, perfectly, without interruption. Rejoicing in everything that God has done for them. Join the glorious song. These are the ones who are saved. These are the ones who serve. And that's because these are the ones who are secure. He who sits on the throne will spread His tent over them. They will never be hungry or thirsty ever again. The sun will never beat upon them, nor will any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. The Lord spreads His tent. Secure. He's the one who covers us. He's the one who protects us. He's the one who shields us. And you cannot help but think about other times when the Lord tented among us. Think about the tabernacle. When God told His people, yes, you're going to be living in tents as you wander in the wilderness for a while, but I'm going to tent right here with you. I am going to be in this particular tent. You're going to call it the tabernacle. Here is where I am going to live with you, and I am going to be among you, and I'm going to be with you. The same apostle began his gospel by saying, and Jesus is the one who became flesh and literally tented among us. Wrapped Himself in our human flesh and was here and was with us and was walking with us and was talking with us, and He lived among us and assured us that as you and I go through this time, He is right there with you and me. And now this is the God who in the glories of eternity spreads His tent as God the Father extends that grace and mercy and protection over all of us. The Lamb is also the shepherd. The Lamb who had sacrificed Himself, the Lamb that had been slain, is now the one who does not let you and me just wander aimlessly, but continues to guide and continues to shepherd, and because of that, secure. No more hunger or thirst. The sun's not beating down on them and withering them away. He wipes away every tear from their eyes. Secure. Join the glorious song. Saved, serving, secure. How amazing this sight is as John allows us to peer through his eyes and see this great multitude from every nation, tribe, language, and people gathered before the Lord and their God to allow us to see that end goal as we work our way through this difficulty and finally reach the glories of heaven. So now, as you join the glorious song, study that crowd. Look hard. Recognize any faces? See anyone you know? Anyone who's already made it through the tribulation? Anyone who's already made it to the glories of God? Whom Satan can no longer touch? Whose temptations can no longer trip up? Whose praise is now perfect and uninterrupted? Look hard, because there's another face there. It's yours. By God's amazing grace, you and I get to join the glorious song. And with all of those who've gone before us and all those faces that you recognize, you zero in on the face of the Lamb, and then you get to see your face because you are saved. You serve. You are secure. Join the glorious song. That's what our Lord has accomplished for us. That's what He has done for us. And that's why we look forward to the sure and certain victory that is ours, so that we can, in uninterrupted glory, rejoice in our salvation, serve Him with all of our praise, and stand secure for all of eternity. Amen.